Here in this passage of scripture which we have read, you should know it very well, we have Felix. Felix is the governor of the state. Felix is, as it were, the head man of the area. But he is a sinner. He has reached a position which he has lived in by corruption, by deceit. He has got to where he wanted to get to, and there's no good thing in him. He is the judge of the area, and he steps into this arena of time as the judge. And he comes and calls out for the captain of the guards to send that he would bring forth the prisoner. He asks for Paul to be sent to him that he should hear more of what and how he has lived and what he has done. Felix wanted to have more than everybody else had. He wanted to have the complete home. He wanted to have what he thought he couldn't, when people couldn't normally get. He wanted to have it. He wanted it. He wanted money. And he got money. He wanted a position. And he got position. And here he stands in the arena of this day, as we read there in Acts chapter 24. And Felix wants now to hear something more. He wants Paul to come along. He wants to hear that word of testimony. He wants to hear an account of what's happened in the days gone by. He comes seeking a word. He comes and he calls on Paul. We have the man this evening. The man who heard the word but didn't take note. Man who heard the word but didn't take note. And we have Felix here in this passage of scripture. We have the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul, he comes, and as he's called for, he begins to present the word which he's called to do. And we wonder this evening when we wonder when we think of Felix having heard the word, what did Felix hear? What was the message that Felix called Paul to hear? And the verse 24 gives it to us very, very clear. And it says there in verse 24, "And after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith of Christ." See, what did he hear, want to hear? He wanted to hear the gospel. He wanted for an opportunity to hear what the gospel was all about. That's what the faith of Jesus Christ is. The gospel. And the gospel means good news. Gospel means that it is a message of truth. Actually, if you go into what actually the meaning of other words are, and sometimes you study them, the word Protestant actually means a truth bearer. A truth bearer of the gospel. That's what actually the word Protestant means. Here we come. And Paul comes as a truth bearer of the gospel. And he comes to speak to him about the gospel, because this is exactly what Felix has asked him to do. But here he's on trial. He's been presented before the congregation of people at the beginning of this chapter. He's been told where he stands and where the people stand regarding him. And he's here, Felix has heard his testimony. But here we find something different than we read than the verses at the beginning of this chapter. But here's a personal judgment. Here's where the judge of the land comes aside and he speaks, bringing his own personal judgment to the thoughts of what's happening with Paul. And Felix begins by having an interest in Paul, by calling him to down to see what is going on, and he calls him to tell him about Jesus Christ and to tell him what he wants to hear. You see, Felix has heard everybody else's report. He's heard the minutial report of Paul and he's heard the testimony, but here, as he gathers at the end of this chapter, he wants to listen to another report, not to whatever somebody else has to say. He wants to hear a personal report. And if you think about it, why? In case somebody else has fabricated what should have been said, or what was said. In case it was something else. And too often we are quick to judge when we don't hear the full story of things ourselves. But here we come and he doesn't want some second-hand news. He wants it to come right from, as it were, the horse's mouth. And he begins to call Paul and to bring him down, to ask him. And here Paul stands before this governor of the land. And Paul must come and give an account of his life. And he must come and tell him why others hate him. He must come and tell him the truth. You see, people told Felix that this man was a liar. Told him that he sinned and told him that he committed many crimes. And if they had listened to them, and he had took their judgment, they could have said there was something that could have been there that could have imprisoned Paul for a little longer. But in reality, if you read the truth in the scripture from the verse 1 through to the verse end of this chapter, you find that there was an overwhelming amount of information in favor of Paul being set free. But yet, Felix has him bound over. You know, there's always a purpose for things. God is his plan. Here Paul's been bound over and he's set aside and he comes and he's been brought for Felix. He says, tell me about the faith of Christ. As I said, he calls upon him. And he's been brought into the governor. And the governor stands as his judge to hear all that he has to say. And as I said, it's a private trial. It's a trial where they come where evidence was to be heard. And he heard the rest. But away from the public eye, here Felix comes close. He says, Paul, let me hear concerning the faith in Christ. I believe that's one of the greatest opportunities that anyone ever has. Because so there's not many people that want to hear concerning Jesus, faith of Jesus Christ. There's not many people who would call upon you and say, well, please open up the Word of God and tell me concerning the faith of Christ, is there? Here's Felix. He says, I want to know. So Paul, tell me about Jesus. What does it mean? What does it mean to have faith in Jesus Christ? And he said, Paul, I don't understand it. He says, Paul, explain it to me. And Paul stands before this great judge and his trial has been, the second trial has been set upon. And Paul has an opportunity to preach Christ. Praise God he does. You know, as many times you've probably heard about Paul had an opportunity to say, well, Felix, you know, Felix, I've been bound over for long enough. Felix, these chains have been upon me for too long. Felix, you know that I'm not going to run away if you let me just stand here without these chains. But Paul doesn't do that. And the Bible tells us, Felix heard concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. Felix heard all. Did you ever think that maybe Felix was concerned of how he lived? Did you ever think that Felix wondered what was going on? There was bound to be something more. His life was going on so fast. Life has gone on so quickly. And just as we thought today in the Murray home, it's been 4 years and 10 months since I was last here. I was there as a student. Time has gone so quick. Phoenix's life has gone so quick. And he's wondering. Oh, I've got money. I've got money. I've got my life. Everything's going well. Paul, tell me about the faith of Jesus Christ. And I thought of these words, what Felix said. And I wasn't there that day when Felix brought Paul before him. I wasn't there that day where he sat and Paul was sat as judge. But I can think of Felix there that day. Do you ever think of it? He says to Paul, "Preacher, give me a word about Jesus. Preacher, I've got all these responsibilities. All these responsibilities in my life." He said, "Preacher, it's in your hands to tell me about Jesus Christ." That's one of the most humbling things of a preacher, responsibility. To stand behind the sacred desk to tell people about Jesus Christ. I often think of the words in the pulpit that Macrofelt would say, "Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." Preacher is to be a faithful teacher of the Word of God. And Paul, being a faithful teacher and preacher of the Word of God, he does exactly what every man of God should do, because he wanted to come with a message that every person should hear. And it wasn't just something to keep Felix there for a moment at a time. And that's why preachers shouldn't just preach to keep people's bums in the seats, but they should preach because it's what the Word of God says. And Paul comes with a message. You see, he stands behind the judge. And the judge is there and he's coming and he wants to bring the truth. Because he has to. Felix is picking here the mind. Felix heard about the message about the mighty one of God. Felix heard that there was a judge. Not just the old judge in the world, but there would be the great judge, the almighty God. Felix was aware of this. Paul was saying, let me make you aware, Felix. See you. See your wife. You're going to stand before this God. See the life that you've committed. You're going to be judged. Too often, you and I, you say, "Well, I'm not interested in the things of God. Don't mention to me about a judge. I'm my own judge. I can do as I will. I can go as I please. I can come as I want. And I'm not bad. I'm okay." Maybe you say, "Well, sure, I have plenty of time." They ask you, "When will your life end?" Not one of us know. Not one of us know. God tells us that he will judge us. And that means that God will judge you. And God will judge you for the sins which you've committed. And that includes the sins you don't care or don't believe are sins. Just because you don't believe that they're sins doesn't make them any less a sin. For the Bible says, "For all have sinned." And Felix comes here and he wants to understand the gospel. What's Christianity all about? Tell me about Jesus Christ. Tell me. And he says to Paul, "If I'm ever going to change, if I'm ever going to know what it is, I need to be told. I need somebody to open up the word to me." And I'm sure Paul, as he stood there, recounted words such as he remembered in days. And when he learned the scripture, he learned in Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call ye upon him while ye may, and while he is near." And Felix, you know what I think of Felix? I think that maybe him and his wife discussed this matter. Maybe they had conversations with one another. "Felix, don't you think there's something more? You think there's something else? What about this man Jesus? Is there truth in him?" And Felix maybe answered her back, and maybe they had conversations to regards that matter. But if they're ever going to change, it's going to have to be a heart difference. And that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen and young people. If you're ever going to change, you're ever going to be saved, your heart has to be made anew. You need to have a new life, not just turning over a new leaf at the start of the year, but turning it over and saying, "God is over to you." Sure, you all are well aware. Our hearts beat 72 times, they say, per minute. That heart that beats, it's a regular, some have an irregular heartbeat, but most of us have a regular heartbeat. Not heartbeat, well, it breathes, it helps us to live on this earth. But once that heartbeat stops, where are we? You know, the Word of God talks about the heart. And we all know the verse in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It tells us the heart is deceitful, desperately wicked, above all things, tells us, who shall know it? Felix's heart was hardened to the Word of God. So it is the same with us. Our hearts are hardened. And our hearts are turned away, and we haven't seen the source that can break open the heart. We don't know him. Our problem is that our heart's deceitful above all things. Our problem is that we're a sinner and we don't know the solution. See, where is the solution? The solution is concerning faith in Jesus Christ. You see, Felix was a sinner who needed Christ. And what he desired was that he would get the gospel. And Paul begins to preach the gospel. And Paul tells him of his testimony. And Felix wasn't just asking anybody. Felix asked Paul to tell him about Christ. Why? Because he knew Paul was different. He knew there was something different. And he also knew that Paul could present him to the one who could save him. He could tell him about Jesus. What about you? Someone came to you this evening and says to you, "Tell me about Christ. Tell me concerning the faith in Christ." Could you point them? Could you open the Word and tell them that the whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved? You tell them that they must be born again. You see, the apostle preached Christ. What about us? Apostle preached the gospel, but what was the message that Paul brought? What was the message Paul brought to Felix? It tells us there at the end of that verse 24. The faith in Christ. See, Paul couldn't preach anything else. Paul couldn't tell them anything else or any other message, but he spoke the words that were essential, that would awaken the soul. He spoke the gospel. And Paul presents three things to Felix that brought to his attention. And the apostle, he relates the message of God to him. And he relates it as the good news. And he relates it as the only message. But he relates it as not just his message, but God's message. And he stands there. As I said, he could have said, let it be go. But on this day, you say, what did Paul preach? Paul preached the gospel. It tells us in verse 25, and as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. Felix trembled. Felix trembled. See, Felix heard him concerning the faith of Christ. You see, the apostle had a desire that he would reach Felix, and he didn't waste any time going around in circles, and he just got right to the point. And he says, Felix, this is the message. He preached Christ. You know the word reason there in that verse 25, that means that he didn't waste meaningless time and other things. But he got right to the gospel. Knowing that as the word of God tells us that God's word will not return unto him void. Paul preached. And one verse comes to mind as we think of this and think of what preached. And I'm sure Paul knew it very well. The words, and you can turn to it if you want to, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. And it tells us, come now and let us reason together. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. But many of us leave out the verse number 19. Here's what the verse 19 says. If ye be willing and obedient. If ye be willing and obedient. And Paul was reasoning within the gospel and saying to him, here, Felix, if you'll only be obedient to what God says, then you can call, then you can be washed. And he reasoned with him. You say, what did he reason? He reasoned righteousness. Just to explain the word righteousness, that deals with the thought of being right or wrong. He told them about being right and how that God's way was the right way. He told them that his way was the wrong way. He told them that there must be a change. And this is where it got maybe a little difficult for Paul, but he didn't care. He preached on. And he begins to tell him, he says, Felix, the life which you've committed, the life which you're living on, is wrong. The life which you're going on, it's sin. Says, Felix, you need to have the new birth found in Jesus Christ alone. Felix, you need to know the experience of Christ's salvation, not just because of me, but by yourself. See, no Christian can come and present the gospel, or present it with any meaning except for him or her has first met with Christ and Christ with them when they've experienced a new birth. And that's why Felix called on Paul. For he knew something was different, as we said. But he knew that Paul had been with Christ. Paul presents the message that he would understand what's right or wrong. And he presents the message that all things godly are the right way, the only way. And all things ungodly are wrong according to the scriptures. The thought was there in being obedient, as the thought is, it is right to follow God. Paul is saying, Felix, it's wrong. to do what the Bible says is wrong, wrong to go against God. And you'll say, Felix, what's your thoughts on the matter? What do you think? Are you doing right? Or are you doing wrong? Or is your life right or is it wrong? You see, Paul knew that he was a cheat. Paul knew that he was a liar. Paul knew that he had sinned in thought and in word and deed. And Paul sought out that he would understand it for himself. He says, Felix, do you feel like you're a righteous person? For man is born in sin, shaping iniquity. Man stands condemned before God, and that's our lives. Without Christ, we stand condemned. And Felix here was standing with the knowledge. He was a man who needed a Savior. What about you? I quoted the verse earlier which says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Each one of us has sinned before a holy and righteous God. We think our way is getting us to heaven when the Bible tells us it's clearly not. We're thinking we're righteous, but really, we're unrighteous. So how are you getting to heaven? Your way or God's way? You see, God set forth a requirement. And God says, I sent my son to this earth. Lived an impeccable life, perfect life. Lived, he was battered, he was scorned, he was spat upon and beaten, hung on the cross, and he died. That atoning blood, that we should be saved. And God's way is that we must come via the shed blood of the cross of Calvary. Paul put reasoned righteousness. And then he reasoned temperance. He says, Felix, you're corrupt. Felix, you're fooling yourself if you're thinking that your way is right. You're fooling yourself and you're going out to a lost eternity if you think this is the way. You see, Felix, you mustn't just walk or talk the talk. You must walk the walk and live the life. And the people of the area must know that you're saved. But the people of the area knew that he was a liar and a deceiver. They knew that he had sinned. Paul talks to him. And Paul says, Felix, you must make a decision before God. But it also tells us that he reasoned judgment to come. Think of this great judge. He's standing and he's judging Paul. Fearless Paul's putting it against him. He says, Felix, you're going to be judged for your sins. He reminds him that one day he will stand before a holy and righteous God, and this God will be our judge. And the words of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 tell us this. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Says Felix, one day God will judge you for your sin. One day you'll stand, and on that day you'll not escape. Says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Do you know what this message did? It pierced the heart of Felix. Challenge of the Word of God. It bred forth, and what was the response from Felix? The Word of God tells us that Felix, after hearing about these things and after reasoning, Felix trembles. Felix understood exactly what the Apostle Paul was saying. And he realized that he needed Christ, and he realized that Christ was the only way, and he heard the message, and it challenged his heart, and he realized that it was true. And the Bible tells us that he trembled. Why? Because God has spoken. And sinners found out the life of Felix, and he realizes here in this moment that I'm a sinner. I'm lost before a holy God. I'm lost. And their decision time comes. And decision time comes. Imagine the time where he stands and he says, right, Felix, time has come. You've got to make your decision. Felix is trembling. He fears. Then he answers verse 25. It tells us at the end of the verse. It says, go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for you. Is that next week? Is that just tomorrow or next month? Next year? Or is it never? Felix communed many times from that date with Paul. You know what the Bible tells us about Felix? Does it tell us about him getting saved? No. Felix asked to hear about the word of God. And in his convenient season, Felix was lost. You know, sinner, you know what the Bible says to me? You know what the Bible says to you? Behold, now is the accepted time. Today is that convenient season. Behold, now is the day of your salvation. Felix was like that hymn. If in sin you longer wait, you will find no open gate. It will soon be too late. Be in time. See, Felix knew that salvation would make him a new creature. He realized salvation was free. He realized what salvation was all about. But in that moment, he was conveniently lost. Maybe you sit in this meeting this evening and you wonder, well, if that convenient season was for me this evening, what would I do? What will I do? Can I come? How can I come? The Bible tells us by seeking the Lord. You wonder here this evening, but how do I know if God will hear me? The word of God tells us, then shalt I call, and I will answer. We're gathered here. Will the Lord save you, say? Will God save me? Praise God, the word of God also tells us the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, neither heavy, that he cannot hear. So what are your thoughts? Another time? Another opportunity? Another season? I plead with you to make this night the night when you receive Christ as your Savior. Just before I close, I want to say one more thing. I was reading the other week there, and it's a gospel track. It's called Happiness. The words from J.C. Ryle. The words within it, it says these words. There was a young man who called himself an atheist. He walked into the middle of an open air this day. That open air, he shouted out, he says, people of the land, give up your Bibles. Take up atheism. The Bible is a farce. The Bible isn't true. Burn your Bibles, throw them away. Look what I have done. I've ruined my Bible. I don't have one. I don't believe it. And he disrupted the open air, and he tried to ruin the people that were there, and he tried to turn them off. And for a moment of time, the people were taking held to the word as he was saying. And in this time where J.C. Ryle reports, this woman with a crooked stick, she comes walking from the back of the crowd and makes her way to the front. Her back was arched. She wasn't able to get there fast. And with the voice which the Lord had given her, even though it wasn't a great strong voice, she says, Hold on a moment, folks. Don't put away your Bibles. She says, son, you say you follow atheism. You say you follow whatever you want to do. You're God. He says, son, are you happy? And that man says, well, no. He says, well, this isn't a question about me. I'm talking about the Bibles. I'm talking about atheism. And she says, son, are you happy? And once again, the man denied what she was saying and tried to put away the shout for the Bibles to disappear. And he says, son, I ask you once more, are you happy? The man's head began to drop. He mumbled no. He walked away. See, so many of us hear the gospel today. It's new. It's not, some people say it's nothing new. It's the same. But the Bible, the scriptures, old but ever new. If you're unsaved and you're gathered in the meeting, I want to ask you that question. For Felix wasn't happy. Because he trembled. Feared God. What about you? Are you happy in your sin? If you say, well, I'm mediocre, I want to tell you that there's greater happiness than you could ever receive through anything of this old world, and it's through Christ alone. What a joy. You see, sometimes we go to the clubs and the pubs and we say, well, I get happiness for a moment. And while you're buying, while you're doing those things, everyone around you is happy, but when you're not, they're not so happy anymore. If you could save tonight, all the congregation of people are happy. You don't have to give them a thing. You know all you have to do? Give your life to God. Give your life to God. And I pray that you would this night. Not just give yourself and say, well, I'll wait and figure it out sometime. Give yourself more time, no. Give your life to God tonight. Know what true happiness is. Felix trembled. And curiosity about God was evident, but he walked away lost. May you never make the same mistake. May you go and say, I believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus, save me. And he will.